Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 478. If you're finding nits, trust you are all well. You can actually move from not eating too much at Thanksgiving. Boy, I can tell you, we had a great one here at the Petersons. Oh my gosh, so much laughter, conversation, playing games, watching movies. Family, it was marvelous. I hope you had the same experience in your home, because it's holiday season. It's December 1st. Where did this year go? Man, the things I did and did not get done. Well, I appreciate you being with me, spending a little bit of time. See if I can help move your photography forward just a little bit. This episode of the podcast is once again being recorded with Adobe Podcast Beta using their AI voice technology. It's what makes me sound pretty decent. It creates this transcript that you can find in many places, from like the blog post page on the website, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, all those locations. If you want to have a conversation, you can have a conversation with me on Spotify or YouTube. And remember that there's links on the blog post on the website, links to things like what I mentioned. You can see the photograph that sums up the podcast. All of those things are there, and I'm here to help any way I can. You should keep in mind, and it's kind of the directive I have as being a Nikon ambassador here in the USA, is to help you as much as I can mentor and inspire. So please take advantage of it. I'm here to help any way I can. Hey, we're just a couple weeks out, geez, already, from the Kelby One Landscape Conference. I'll be there. I'm going to be talking about clouds. Yeah, whole class on clouds. And another one on the warmth and snow. Pretty good timing, you ask me. We actually have a little bit of white stuff here on the ground, finally. So if you have the opportunity, head to Kelby One, sign up. One of the cool things about their online conferences is that you have a whole year to look at the replays. And I highly recommend that you simply watch the class. And if it's a teaching class, like one of mine, and there's a little bit of Photoshop, just watch it and listen, and then come back and look at it when you have the ability to pause it, when you're doing a move, and you can follow along, then play, then pause it. But just come to the class originally and just listen to the whole thing and find the concepts that work for your photography, then to use that replay feature to actually incorporate it into your workflow and your storytelling. So that's the Landscape Conference coming up here in 2 weeks. Well, I haven't started a new book. The holidays came up, and I took a break. So if you have any books that you'd like to recommend to me, please do not hesitate. And the books I do recommend will be linked on the blog post for the podcast on the website. Last week was the book Awe, for example. So you can check them out there. Got to thank Bedford's for all they do. It's holiday time. They have their monster Black Friday deals. They have Nikon's Black Friday deals. I know it's whatever day it is, Cyber Monday or the 20th day of Black Friday, but you know, the sales are keep going on, and it just permits you to get some gear and save some money so you can get out and shoot with that gear, which is just as important as owning that gear. And Bedford's is great at it. They've got the gear, they have the people, they have the knowledge, the huge knowledge base there to help you make the right decision, and that could be to buy or not to buy. Bedford's is really good at saying, hey, that's not what you should be buying. They're very honest in that way, which is what gravitated me to them in the first place. So I want to thank them for sponsoring the podcast, all I do for photographers, and also being the home for the Moose Discount. That's Bedford, bedfords.com. We go about our photography looking at the world through the viewfinder. And at times, that world can be expanded and sometimes get confusing once we contain it within that viewfinder. In that process of arranging elements, telling the story for the subject, photographers love to get nitpicky. Man, I hear it all. I hear the nitpicks. And I just call them nits, but it's getting nitpicky. Is it really beneficial to your photography to be nitpicky? For example, simple one, dust. Now, dealing with dust is really easy anymore. Adobe Camera Raw, you go over there, you click on the button dust, and it cleans about 90% of the dust spots for you. You don't have to do it manually anymore. Don't have to worry about memory leaks and all the rest of the issues. It's gotten to be quite simplistic, quite easy to do. And I've had, especially the past, people go, oh, you got a dust spot. That's a nit. That's being nitpicky. And here's the whole thing with being nitpicky. My question to you is it beneficial? Is it going to help you and your photography move forward? And my first response is no. I don't think it is. Does it help you learn? No, I don't think it does. Does it help you feel better about criticizing your photograph? Oh, man, does it. If you could be nitpicky, then you could be mad or upset with your picture. And there you go. You're not worthy. That's a great thing for nits. But as far as moving photography forward, not much. Why? Well, to start with, if you are being nitpicky, the little nits you're seeing, what are the odds that you're going to have those same little nits in the next photograph? When? How? Where? I mean, it just doesn't work that way, right? So picking on them, okay? What are you going to learn when it comes to doing your next photograph? I don't think much. So there's the first thing. And that's, I think, kind of minor, really, in the whole being nitpicky. But if we move the ball forward and we're thinking about it, most photographers love to go and look at somebody else's photograph as well as their own and go, oh, you should have removed that stick. You should have. Come on. That doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't help. But the biggest thing is, and the underlying part of this, it's so bloody important that it gets overlooked by almost all basic photographers is, if people are picking on nits, what's that say about your content? What's that say about your storytelling? What does that say about the photograph in the grandest sense of it all? It says it's there's something lacking. And it's lacking to the point where they're looking at dust spots and twigs and all that other stuff, which, seriously, who gives a shit, okay? If your subject smacks the viewer between the eyes, isn't that really what matters? Is anybody really thinking that they're going to have the perfect photograph where there is no nits to be had, as in zero? Come on, let's be real. That's not how it works. It's just not how it works, okay? So it's looking for those little nitpicky things. You've got much, much, much bigger problems with that photograph than those little things that you are finding here and there. And when I talk to photographers and I ask them a question about their photograph, 99.9% of the time, they start pointing out all these little nits. And nobody, not one, not in all my decades of doing this, has come to the conclusion without someone pointing it out that the nits weren't the issue. It is the content, the story, the subject. There's something lacking. Okay, so, you know, if you're finding issues with those little things, that's the second, as far as I'm concerned, real problem with nits. Because content rules. Content rules. But here's, I think, the bigger issue that the photographers do even more religiously that really, really, really hurts your photography is you use all these little nits you're finding to justify the grandness of your photograph. When someone shows me a photograph, the 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say, what's the subject? Usually there's crickets just like that. And then there's this, you know, they'll start saying, well, it's this and this and this. And I'll say, how many nouns can we have in a sentence? How many subjects do you have in a sentence? One. Okay, so how many can you have in your photograph if you want to, you know, communicate effectively with a photograph? Smack the viewer between the eyes with the subject. How many? So if you're saying, well, I like the way the flower here and the way the rock there and the little clown here. You're looking at all these little nits trying to justify why the photograph works. And that is even more dangerous than finding these little nits to say why it doesn't work. Because you're trying to convince yourself that the photograph is worthy, for lack of better terms. And what happens when you do that? Well, you kind of give yourself a little pat on the back, kind of feel good, and you move forward. But you're missing the biggest point that can help you move your photography forward, and that is the entire goal. Content rules. When the subject does smack the viewer between the eyes, that's when the content rules. That's when you have arranged the elements in at the very least a pleasing way, when the light talks about the subject and tells the story you want, when the subject smacks the viewer between the eyes, when those things come together, the content rules and all those nits, they're still going to be there, but you don't think about them. That is, you know, if nothing else, the takeaway from this podcast. If you're looking at your photograph and the nits aren't screaming at you, either in a negative way, saying why the photograph is not worthy, or in a positive way, trying to tell you why the photograph is worthy and justifying it. If those things don't happen, what can you say about that photograph? Is it perfect? No, you can't say that. Can you say it's successful? Oh, man, all day long. Can you put it up there and be proud of it? Oh, man, may the bugles blast at that moment. Because the content rules and those nits are just not worthy your time. Is there some cases where that's not the case? Well, of course, everything I'm talking about in some ways generalities, but I'm not when it comes to content rules. You could take that to the bank. Carve it in stone. Tattoo it on the back of your hand. If you can't remember it, content rules. And if you have to say verbally this, that, and the other to either justify the greatness of your photograph or to get involved with, you know, saying, I'm going to be putting mine down, then that is not going to get you anywhere. And I want you to get somewhere. I want you to get to the point where you don't even have this discussion. Really, that's when the joy of photography, okay, comes on a regular basis. You know, I talked about awe last week. I had a couple of interesting conversations. One person outright asked me, well, when you look at your photographs, Moose, do you feel that awe? And yes, I do. And that is because I understand that content rules. And the nits fade to non-existent, to non-importance. That's when you know you've hit that awe. That's when you know the content rules. So I want you to see if you can't help yourself and if you're finding those nits. You folks have a great first week of December. What is the saying? Oh, yeah. There's 24 days left till Christmas. Every day is a blessing, folks. Every day. You take care. And remember to make every click your story.